another city that the guy has the glass trucks going through and they want the glass cleaned up on their roads too. So I will handle that.
I do know we've had two complaints on neighbors not taking care of their culverts, like they're clogged or whatever. And the water, some guy in West Scott, I can't believe he didn't get water in his basement, but he's got four sump pumps going. His yard literally was underwater from the field and from his neighbors. He went over to his neighbor and said, hey, can I help you unclog it? And the guy wasn't willing to work with him on it. So it's kind of a civil issue. It's not the city's problem, but a letter can be sent to these residents telling them that it is their responsibility to keep them clear and free.
We did have one yesterday that called me at home, or actually emailed me at home and then sent me pictures of water that obviously his neighbor's culvert is plugged and he has a lot of buildup in his ditch and it's flooding the neighbor's yard. I forwarded everything to our public works director and told him to take a look at it today, and he said, yes, it is. But he said, that's kind of a civil issue. I said, well, if it's a civil issue, that's fine. But I said, we may end up having to go by a signed letter from me to tell these people, you need to clean your culverts out because you are impeding the neighbor's yard and it does not dry out. I mean, there was a lake there yesterday. I actually, when I sent the pictures, I was like, oh my word, there's a lot of water. And literally,
no, this one's on Salem.
This one's on Salem. And literally, if the guy cleaned the culvert out, it would run right to the drain. The drain is bone dry. The picture I have, the drain is bone dry, but the water's flooded in the neighbor's yard because his culvert's plugged.
Well, this guy threatened to take his sump pump hose and lift the manhole and put it in there.
That would be bad.
I told him that is illegal.
Yeah.
Can he just lay the hose by the manhole?
No.
Because is there storm drains down in West Scott?
I honestly don't know. I would assume there is.
I thought there was some down close to the red off West Scott.
I think there's one by
Lofgren's
house.
I would say, isn't there one
right across the street from Lofgren? I could not believe how much water this guy had.
Well, the culvert's plugged.
I don't know.
I guess with that property there and the Salem one, if we need to send a letter to the impeding neighbor, then let's do it.
Okay.
And maybe that'll help it along.
Okay.
The only other one I have is, it seems to me like, I know we've had a lot of wet weather and people mowing their yard, but it seems to me like we're getting grass blown out in the streets again.
I know.
So I got Mike looking at that, obviously, because with e-bikes and golf carts and side-by-sides and most importantly motorcycles, that's not what we need. So I am on it, just so you know. Anybody else have anything?
No.
Okay, next is policy and administration, clerk's report. I really wish I could elaborate on this, but if I don't get a clerk's report, I can't really elaborate on it.
I'm looking for it.
I'm guessing everybody else is looking for it too.
You're just not telling me?
Well, yeah.
Okay, we'll have.
No, I can't remember everything.
Hold on, next month. Then I hate to grab a copy if you guys haven't read it.
I don't have it.
Okay. All right, I'll put it on next month.
Next week is July, isn't it? Next item is item number 17, economic development, strategic planning, and goal setting.
Say that 10 times more.
No. Anybody have anything new to add to that? I know I talked to the contractor, kind of gave him a nudge, if you will,
for the street repairs. Because when I got excited because I seen the asphalt equipment north of town here, I said, wait a minute, we didn't hire them. I knew the company, who the company was, and I'm like, we didn't hire them. So I called Jim on a Saturday. Jim didn't know nothing about it other than seeing the equipment. So I called our engineer. He didn't know nothing about it. So I called the contractor because I happen to know them too. And they were like, no. And so in the course of talking to Mike on the phone, Mike goes, yeah, I'm waiting for the signed contracts to come back. So then I called back the contractor and I said, if you want to do work in the city of Bluegrass, you have to sign your contracts and send them back. Well, the contractor was a little upset because it went to their corporate office and he didn't know that they weren't signed and sent back yet. So they have guaranteed me that they will be coming shortly to start that project. So after the whole course of the conversation and looking into it, that piece of asphalt that was done up there, which happens to border where we're going to start with our asphalt this way, was done by Scott County. It was Scott County Roads that did that.
I was wondering because it looked pretty small compared to what we...
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. And I thought to myself, nice, why wouldn't have Scott County contacted us and said, hey, we're going to do this. Can we want to piggyback with us? You know, we didn't even know they were going to do it.
Well, she didn't say anything about that.
No, and I think that how Chief Seamer and I found out about it because they sent us an email at the fire station that, oh, by the way, we'd be doing a patch there. I said to Brian, I said, did you know about this? He said, yeah, same time you knew about it. And I knew Ann didn't know about it.
Well, we
so
told her to look at it.
And we did.
Remember? Yeah. So yeah, maybe she did look at it and thought, oh, this part's ours. But she should have contacted us.
So,
I agree.
No, okay. There was no contact made. So.
Okay.
But for sure the asphalt patching is going to be done soon because they want to get started on it. And it happens to be the hometown business that's doing it here. So I have not heard on Telegraph Road when they're going to start that, but boy, I sure hope it's soon.
So what's the water doing to those ditches with this much rain?
I don't see water staying.
Be honest and truthful with you, I was kind of surprised. It's flowing. I mean, obviously there's water sitting in pretty much, if there's a ditch, there's water sitting there. But I mean, hell, I had water sitting in my yard. But it wasn't horrible. I mean, not as bad as I thought it would be, but
I haven't been down that way. But the farmer said the trees are getting way out of hand again. Did we hire somebody to do that last time?
No, I think we did.
On which road?
On East Telegraph.
We did that.
I thought we our guys. Well, I wasn't sure if we did some of
yeah
it.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, we can. We'll have to check into it.
I think they did it, and actually, I thought they even was going to spray some stuff on a truck.
We did.
Okay,
stuff.
I haven't been down that way, but
it is getting
farmers
grown.
Are complaining about that again.
It is getting grown, but yeah. So I don't know when that's going to start out there, but we either need to do it before they get in there or do it after they get in there. One of the two. I don't want to be when they get in there to do their thing. I don't want us in their
way.
Oh
no!
Has Chad brought up any more knowledge on when he's going to finish up some of those patchworks that identified in Doan's edition?
I have not heard. I honestly have not.
I don't remember what Jim said.
Because I know I had a couple people asking about that in the sidewalk.
Yep. Anything else? Is there any other comments for future agenda items? Is there a motion for adjournment?
I make that motion.
Second. You can't make that motion.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Black?
Aye.
Brandenburg?
Aye.
And Bowman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays, motion carried.
Thank you.